We are starting today a summary of Sefer Yeshua, part 4, and we are holding in Perek Vav. Perek Vav discusses the cherem of the Sholol in Milchemes Yerichoi. After they surround Yerichoi 7 times, the Kohanim was taken b'shofaris, and the city, the Chomos HaIr, fell down. When the Chomos HaIr fell down, Yeshua makes a cherem, and the cherem is Vayashba Yeshua. Double Iser. One Iser is to build Yericho, and the other Iser is not to touch anything minacher. Why is Yeshua machrim the whole show? Rashi learns that Yeshua is machrim because the Milchemes Yericho took place on Shabbos, as we saw, Tesis in Menachas. The Milchama took on Shabbos. Rashi says, Kayem Shabbos Kodesh, V'ro Liyois Kodesh, called Sholol Hanishlobo. Any Sholol which is captured and conquered on Shabbos is Roy to be Cherem. That's Shitas Rashi. If we look in the Medrash bring another 2 Shitas. The reason why, one of the reasons is because the Sholol of Yericho has the din of Sholol Iranidachas. And we know by Iranidachas the halacha is that the entire Rechush, all the possessions of Yeranidachas subject to, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has different dinim, what is included, what's not included, but basically, v'eskol shlolo tikbeitz and da'alochis, it's osur be'ano, and you're supposed to burn the Yeranidachas. Therefore, the sholol of Yericho is the din of shlal Yeranidachas, and it's chayev, it's cherem. Another one, the Omer says, no, Rabbi Yehuda bar Absholim, a famous Rabbi Yehuda bar Absholim, that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, is it Tzivui Reishis Ari Seisechim Chalo Tarimu, Truma. We know that when we bake bread, we made a dough. Shir Chalo, you're supposed to be Mafrish, Echod Mishishim, Chalo. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael, which is conquered and captured, Nakdish Kol Shlolo L'Gavoya, the very first city, the Mafteach HaOretz, is being Kodesh Lashem, like Chalo. So it's either Shabbos, or it's Iranidachas, or it's Chalo. Those are the 3 reasons. The Mishnah says, the famous Mishnah in Masechet Tamid, in Yericho, they used to, many things that happened in Yericho. They used to stand in Yericho and used to hear the call, Shar Sheniftach. When you open the gates of Beis Hamikdash, it opened up Yericho. The Magrefer, the Kol Ha'etz, the Muchni, the Kiyor, the Gvini was used to be make a cruise. Everything was heard, although it was far away. And the Shira Salavim was Nishma in Yericho. And Yeish Oimrim, the Mishnah says in Talmud, Af Koil Koyen Godel B'masho Shomaskes Hashem B'Yom HaKippurim. Tremendous. There's a certain distance of miles between Yerushalayim and Yericho. And yet when the Koyen Godel said, Shema Meferesh Yom HaKippurim, you heard it in Yericho. The Rab Loza ben Digloya says that they were izim in Har Michvor. Har Michvor was not far from Yericho, and they were misatesh, they sneed from the Reich HaKoteres. So there's a Ravid, we spoke about the Ravid. The Ravid is a phenomenal Ravid. The Ravid brings down a Ravid. In Mori Arav Achos, it says that it's Avad, it's Mais and Isim. Of course, it's a Nais, because B'derech HaTeva, you can't hear noise, you can't smell, you can't. But, and the raya is that it was only secluded to the area of Yericho. Somebody was standing even closer by, and on the side of Yericho, not directly in Yericho, he didn't hear, the nace wasn't there. And then what's the Yericho? Why is Yericho so distinguished and miyuchad that all those nisim happen in Yericho? So the Ravid brings that from Meiri Achosid, the Rebbe of the Ravid, because Yericho hoisa kimo Yerushalayim. Since Klal Yisrael crosses the Yarden and comes to Eretz Yisrael, the first city they encounter is Yericho. So it's Tchilas Kibush Eretz Yisrael has a din like Trumas Dogon, Eretz Yisrael is Nitram. Hitrimo Yehoshua Yos Kodesh Kimo Yerushalayim. Yeshua secluded it, his Makdish, he made it like Yerushalayim, and therefore Yericho had this, all this Yericho. Yesh Ktsas Kedusha Loshon HaRavid Kimo Yerushalayim, phenomenal. Right, not only Yericho was Kodesh for the Sholo, but the Karka Atzmo, that you see that they gave it to the whoever Beis Hamikdash was Nivna Bechelkoi, the Bnei Yisroi, they gave it to him. So obviously there's a Kedusha, some Kedusha like Yerushalayim, and therefore all those Nisim are Meyuchad and distinguished just for being in Yericho. And the question is, Yeshua did it Midaita or not? If the Pashtas Yeshua made it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav him to do it not be'atzmoy, but the Gemara says Shlesha Dvorim also people made Beis Shalmato masking one of them, according to one of the Gersers, the Gemara appears in a few places in Bavli Yerushalmi. Yeshua was machrim in Iskima Shemayim al Yodoy, although for the Pashat Pesukim Mizmashma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav Yeshua to be machrim the chol. Ramban speaks about the Charomim. Ramban is the whole long Arichas Alateir about Charomim. Ramban speaks about Yovesh Gilod. And the Ramban comes along and says that basically there's two separate Charomim. There's one Charim where a person is Makdish LaHashem, and that's only Chal and Royam, some things which are Roy to become Kodesh B'Kedushas Berek HaBayis or Korban. And a second one is a Charim, not a Charim of Kodesh, but a Charim a person is Makdish. It's Makdish, which means to say it doesn't become Korban, like Korban Cherem, B'Kedushas Berek HaBayis, or even Kosher Mizbeach, but it's a Cherem, a person is Makdish, B'Shas Milchomo, that a person, even we find that somebody who's Makdish, Bnei Odom, we find different stories that there is a Hekdesh, and the Yesod the Cherem is that he wants to ask those people, this is a Cherem, B'Shas Milchomo. So this is the Shita Saramban. The question if it was Yeshua did it b'fnei atzmoy or not, as we said, possibly Yeshua did it b'fnei atzmoy, like the vice says of the Gemara Shlish Charom, Shlish Advarim also. And the reason for that being, according to Ramban, is Yeshua had a din of a melech could be machrim even without a das of Beis Din. The additional pasuk that it says about Yericho, that there is an Iser to rebuild Yericho. Yeshua says, Shvua oru ha'ish asher yakumu bona se'ir ha'zois es yerichoi b'v'chori yisodeno b'tzi'iro yotziv d'loseyo. Rashi brings down that in the beginning, if somebody is going to go ahead and reconstruct, rejuvenate, reconstitute Yerichoi, when he starts building Yerichoi, his b'chori is going to die, and all the children are going to die throughout the construction zone, and by the time you make Chanukah Sabayis, atzovas adloseis, the youngest one is going to be dying. And the Gemara says the whole story. Chiel Besaeli was a minister in the cabinet of Achav HaMelech. Chiel was built Yericho. He didn't build originally Yericho. He took a second year and he's called it Yericho. And he gets the Oynish that Yeshua, his Machrim, was gave up anybody who's going to build not only Yericho itself, but build another city and called it to perpetuate Yericho, which was destructed at the beginning of Kibush Ha'aretz. And he take his oldest son, the Bukhari, his name was Avirom, died as soon as he started. And his youngest son was died at the time when he finished the construction. Everybody comes to Menachem Ovelim. Achov comes together with Eliyahu Hanovi, and Achov comes in as a big lamed, and he says the whole Yisr was to build Yericho. He didn't build Yericho, he built a different city. And Eliyahu says the klal of Yeshua was not only on rebuilding Yericho itself, but anybody who builds a city like Yericho. And this is the whole story. We went through the whole story of Achov and Eliyahu, and he got this Einish. The question is, Since he didn't build the original Yericho, the were toilet in Achov, his chet in Achov. The question is, Achov was Melech Yisrael, and Yericho was Mishuyach to Malchi Yehuda. Malchi Yehuda at the time was Yehoshaphat, was Melech Yehuda. Therefore, the Meir Simcha brings a raya that Chiel Taka went to another place, which was in Malchus Yisrael, and therefore Achav is coming to Menachem Ovelim, because Achav was Melech Yisrael and not Melech Yehuda. Just to wrap it up, Yericho mentions in Tanakh 28 times. 28 times the word Yerichoi, with 18 times in the way Yericho without a Yud. Yericho, Yud, Reish, Yud, Ches, Vav, 28 times it's mentioned, B'ksiv Mole, and 18 times B'ksiv Chaser, one time in throughout the entire Tanakh, Yericho is spelled with a hey at the end. And that's the story over here, the story of the Chiel, where Yisraeli builds Yericho. Comes the Maharal and says, this is to show you that it's not the original Yericho, but it's a different city. He called it under the name of Yericho. Question is, what is the difference between Yericho and the Cherem, between Yericho and Ir HaNidachas? So Rameir Simcha, we spoke about the Chilukim, the three Chilukim in Ir HaNidachas. If you built it, Ir HaNidachas, you rebuilt it as the Isur of Hoysa Tel Oilum, you're not allowed to sit in Ir HaNidachas. Whereby in Yericho, the Isur is a Bnei, but if the Yericho was built, you're allowed to sit there, that's number one. The Isur Bnei of Yericho was only on Yochid, because it says Oru Ho'ish, but if the Tzibur wants to rebuild the city, they're allowed. Masha'enken in Ir HaNidachas, the Isur is collectively Sayan the Yochid, Sayan the Tzibur. And weiter, another chiluk, the Bnei of Ir HaNidachas is not to reconstruct the way it was built before. It says, V'loi Sibone Oid, Drosha, V'loi Sibone Oid in the Sifri, that you should not build it the way it was. You want to reconstruct, preserve the old city. That's the Basha'en Kain. If they want to build differently, in a different surah, if you want to build Gagan, it's the Pardesim, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If you want to build it just to make it parks and make Pardesim for agriculture, you're allowed to rebuild it. Masha'en Kain Yericho is if in any form or shape, you're not allowed to build. And the question is, we find in later Tkufis in Klal Yisrael that Yericho was a thriving city. In this, Melech Yisrael made a Melchama against Melech Yehudo, his name, the Melech Yisrael was Pekach ben Remalio, and Pekach ben Remalio, he kills 120, takes 120,000 people. He's Matzliach to kill, and he takes a lot of Sholol, and the Navi at that time was called Oided HaNavi, and he says, go ahead and bring back. And they brought back all the Sholol. Where are they bringing it back? Vayeviu Yericho, they brought it back to Yericho. So we find there was an issue. Elio HaNavi, when he goes up to Shemaim, it says he's there with Elisha. Vayikech Esaderes Elio. And they go, they cross the Mayon. And Elisha comes with Bnei HaNavim, Asher BeYericho. You find the Elio HaNavi, Elisha, his big Talmud, has the Bnei HaNavim, they live in Yericho, and they live there. Okay, Tzidkio was at the end of the era of Malchus Yehuda when he runs from the Nebuchadnezzar to Mayan HaShiloyach, the famous story. Where does he run later? He runs to Yericho. It says Beferish that they caught him, the Chayil Kasdim caught him later Be'arvois Yericho. So Yericho is even later on in a later Tkufa in Baisheni when Ezra and Nehemiah come back from Golus Bavel. It says that how many people lived in Yericho? 345 people lived in Yericho by Ezra. And they are the one, in the Kufa of Nehemiah a little bit later, they are the builders, the construction team that came to build the Chemes Yerushalayim, was Eliashiv, HaKohen Gadol, they built it, and who is the ones who are in charge of the construction? Anshei Yericho. Not only that, in the Mishnah we find, Mishnah in Pesachim, the Shleish Isha Dvorim, also Anshei Yericho, Sholosh Iskimo Yodom, Sholosh Nad Iskimo Yodom. So it's built Baal Korchuch, the Shtikl Torah of Meir Simcha, that there's certain ways that you're allowed to build it. Once it's built, you're allowed to see it, or if it's not constructed in the way the Iser is being said, you're allowed to build it. The Rambam brings down the Moed Kazach, the Radak, not too many times the Radak quotes, the Radak brings down that the Chochom HaGol Rabbeinu Moshe says that the reason why is a halacha not to touch Yericho, not to do any construction zone, is because liyos hamoifes kayom shenoflo chaymas Yericho. This anhoga is anhoga of coming into Eretz Yisrael. You have to perpetuate the anhoga anisis of Kadosh Baruch Hu fear the Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the way to perpetuate it, if you leave the chaymas Yericho and everybody sees the rubble of the walls around Yericho fell down, this is a perpetuation of the Ness. And you see it, the Choymer was Nishtaka, it was a certain way it fell, and you definitely could see the Moifas, and this is Laman Yam, the Yomim Rabim. That's, now, once the city was changed, and brought in tractors and D9s to move away the rubble, there is no Yisr anymore to rebuild it, and therefore you could do the Lechatchila any shape and form. We were Mayrich, and that's what we're going to go weiter right now, and we're going to Milchemes Ai. The story of Milchemes Ai is a very famous story that they were captured it in a very smart way, and the chilik between Milchemes Ai and the Milchama of Yericho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ad kan anhoga nisis mikam v'ayilach anhoga tivis. And anhoga is not lemalo min ateva. Till they come to Yericho. Yericho, they cross in the yard, then it's split like Yamsuf. They blow the shofaris, the choyma falls. They come to the Ai, the krav is a krav tivi, and 36 people die. Yeshua is koyer God, if he wants to know, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised me that the anhoga of Klal Yisrael will be anhoga nisis. What's happening over here? We are not able to conquer the eye. And obviously something here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, there is a chet of Me'ilo, there was an Easter, nobody has allowed to touch from the cherem, and there is a chet for Me'ilo. They catch Ochon. Ochon is the one who was over, as we saw, the six different chatoim that he did it. He did it, it was Magdal, the Mais, and Evola, and they took it, and they took the cherem, and everybody else knew about it, and therefore he was chay of misa. The halacha is, the Radak brings down that the reason why the Ochon was mechuy of misa is because in Torah says halacha by a Novi mekir b'chom ha'achal b'checho yot mucha Hashem alekecho elov tishmon. If a Novi comes and mechadesh halacha, which is not said in the Torah, more says in Yevamos Daf Tzadik, I feel like Kimoli Leo Bar Karmel. Any over there, Leo was matir the Yisur of Shchut Chutz, Bizman Yisur Abomes by Leo Bar Karmel, he was matir to Shecht Bechutz. But that Novi could do either B'Sheva Al Tasel B'Kum Be'es, either to be Oiker Dover in the Torah, to be Moisef and Mitzvah, doesn't say in the Torah. And therefore, the reason why, even though the bris of Torah, that Yeshua, even if you hold not like the Manoman Yerushalmi, Yeshua wasn't mitzvah to make the cherem, but Yeshua had the jurisdiction and the power to impose upon them a cherem that it doesn't say in the Torah, and that's why he is chayav misa. The Ramban comes along and says that the Ramban al Torah, he comes along and says, any melech miyisrael or sanhedrin gdoilo, they have reshus to be machrim, and kol o'iver al divreim chayav misa. And the Ramban says that was the chiyuv of Anshi Yovish Gilog, that was the chiyuv of Yonason, the son of Shaul. They are all chayovi misa because of the thing. And the Ramban is not saying that this was the reason for the cherem of Yeshua, but later on, the Ramban is a kuntres mishpat cherem from the Ramban. And mishpat cherem says that the reason why Yeshua was down ochon bedin nefoshes because poshat yado ben bicher meshamayim, Yeshua was machrum is poshat yado bicher meshamayim. Lemaise, why to wrap it up? Why is ochon chayev mises? The four sheets. The Radak says alts elof tishmon. The Ramban says it's a cherem. The Chassam Sofer says it's a moirid b'malchus. Yeshua was a melech. We know it says in the very beginning of Sefer Yeshua. Anybody call Isha Yamul Espicha Chayav Misa, the Ram learns the whole halacha of Mayer Damachos from Yeshua Binun. And then the reason the Natsiv says a beautiful word that he was Goyrim, the Shekhinah was Mistalik Misrael, and therefore Kal Yisrael don't have the Shekhinah alongside of them, and therefore they lose the war in the eye. It's called a raid. If somebody was Goyrim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Melava them to protect them, the Kodesh Baruch Hu to exit and to walk away as a din of a raidiv, and a raidiv is Chayav Misa. The Rambam says the Bemesis, the person is now over here. There was a Goyro, but Lemaisa who confessed, Ochan himself came, he said he was Moida that he killed. The problem is that Allah is in the Mesa Matsumir Russia. The person cannot incriminate himself. And how does Ochan come alone and says, the Rambam is a Kasha? How is Ochan, the Rambam is a Kasha? And Gira Maleki, the same Kasha. How is Neherag, Boyda Satsumoy, Chura, the Isa Allah in the Mesa Matsumir Russia? You need Edim, and nobody knew this was the Seser. The Rambam says it was a Rasha. A Rasha, and therefore in a Rasha, you are... The Rambam doesn't ask a question of Pnei Ma'amess, the reason why Ma'amess Ochon, we say we have four reasons why he did. The Rambam just bothered with the question, how do you do it based on the Rasatzma, and the Rambam says this was a Rasha. In any event, the Oynish, we find the Oynish of eradicating Ochon and his belongings, The Sreifa was a Sreifa and the Metaltalin. Ochon was a Tzivui to kill him Beskili. We went through the whole Halacha, as Mishin Schreif Shtei Mises, Nidu Bechamor. The question of Skila is more Chomo, of Sreifa is more Chomo. The question was the Oiver only on the Cherem. Weist Ois Bishas Maise Ochon confessed that he did other and Naveris Acheris, he was Michal Shabbos, he was Baal Nair Amoroso, he was Chayev and different Oinoshim, and he's Chayev Skila, and if Skila is more Chomo than Sreifa, therefore he's Nidu Bechamor and he's Chayev. And therefore, bottom line, Ochon was killed by Skila, his metaltalin was eradicated and burned. They were done b'sreifa. L'maise Ochon was chayze b'tshuva. When he died, he was chayze b'tshuva. In Megala Amukos, we said that that's all we add on after Aleinu Aleinu Shabech. We know Yeshua Binu was misaken Aleinu Shabech, but the second paragraph, Alkein Nekav Elcho, says the Megala Amukos, Al Kain and Nekavis Roshetavis Ochon. Ochon was the one who made up his tefillah at the time when he was killed, his chayze b'tshuva, and his tshuva was accepted. And they're going for the second Milchemes Ha'ai. The second Milchemes Ha'ai, they're already doing after they did tshuva, after they took out Ochon, after they eliminated him for being moil in the cherem, and after they lost the first eye, the second one was a sophisticated war. Yeshua takes 30,000 soldiers, they surround the city, they come to the back of the city, and him and his, together with Kol'om, were going to regular Milchama. Now, when the soldiers of the Ai would come to be Nilcham, so Mimele, everyone from Klal Yisrael is going to turn back and let them Ki'ilu be near Daf, and they should run after them. Once they run after them, the 30,000 soldiers are, which were Oirev in the second side of the city, will go into it, and they burn them up. That was a sophisticated ambush that they did, and that's how the 30,000 soldiers captured and conquered the Ai. We carried on, and we were learning the sugya of who is Yaitzel Milchama. We had the Mishnah in Soita that in Milchemes Rishus, there is a halacha that not everybody, it says in the Mishnah that four people, all those people, come back. The Mishnah says that this is only by Milchemes Rishus, by Milchemes Mitzvah, everybody goes out to war. There are going out. And the Shaila in the Gemara, what is Milchemes Mitzvah? In Milchemes Mitzvah, there is Milchemes Rishus, Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes Choyve. Milchemes Mitzvah is Milchemes Choyve. But the Gemara says, that Rova says that the Milchemes Yeshua, Lichboish, Divul Amas, everybody holds is Choyve. Milchemes David, just to expand the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, it's Milchemes Rishus. And the Shaila is, if you do a war, that the Goyim should not come to attack you. You want to eliminate, make such a war that not as either as a revenge, like the war we have right now, or a war that you don't want, you want to be Meinea, a prophylactic kind of action that they shouldn't come to you. The Shaila, if it has a din of mitzvah, is a din of Rishus, of Kamin, is a gabadin from Oisek b'mitzvah, potom in the mitzvah. And Milchemes David is the Marchi de Gvul. It's not a Milchama in the existence of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, everybody agrees that you don't take out a Chosim Mechedu v'chal v'chuposo. The question is, Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes Sa'ai, to be Yerush, the Eretz Yisrael. So this was a Milchama of Kibush Oretz, and everybody holds its Choyva, and the Aloha is Afilu Chosim Mechedu v'chal v'chuposo. We went to the Machlekes, the Ramam, and the Ramban, if there is a Mitzvah of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, after the Zman of Yeshua. The Rambam says that the mitzvah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, and he disagrees with the Rambam in certain means that Verirashtim es oretz v'yishavtem bo. Rambam says it's an everlasting mitzvah, and the Rambam says if anybody who learns that this mitzvah was only by Milchemes Sheves Amamim, no, the Rambam says that loy naniach oisam beyodim v'loy beyad zulosam bedoir min adoiris. Shitas Ramban, ad etzem ayim hazeh, the milchama, every milchama we have right now, which goyim are coming in, Teretz Yisrael, is a mitzvah sesem, and atev, kibush haaretz, and is a din of chosam v'chedru v'kal v'chuposam. The Rambam is not moyin in that mitzvah, and we brought down the Megillas Esther, we brought down the Radvaz, that the reason why the Rambam is not moed in the mitzvah of Yerusha Soretz and also Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam holds only Noyeg Bizman Yeshua and Moshe and David prior to the first Golos. Once Klal Yisrael went to Golos, Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, there is no longer a mitzvah, it's not Noyeg L'Doyos, who will be reignited once again when Mashiach comes. And therefore, it says right now, the Gemara says the end of Ksubis, the Sholosh Shvuos, one of them is Shaloi Nimroid, but Umes Lolechas Velich B'Shesoretz, Masman Hazeh, it's not Noyeg, we have a clear, precise Machlekes, Raman Ramban, if the Masman Hazeh, there is a mitzvah, Kibush, and perhaps we spoke about the differences, Kibush and Yeshiva, there is, and Haruf HaEmfer, the whole Sugye of the Maseches Ksubis at the end, talking about if the Baal is Reitzel Lailos, the Isha is not Reitzel Lailos, but Zman Hazeh isn't Noeg, isn't not Noeg, isn't a Raya to the Ramban, it brings it on part of the Rayas, or it's a steer to the Rambam, but it's not a Kasha on the Rambam. By the way, it says Isha Mechupas, or Kalam Mechupas, the question, the Isha is Lav Bas Bilchama. Not only that, and Isha is not, there's a Shaila of Isha, the Rayas of Elil Bash Gever, a woman is not allowed to be Goya, Isha Bekalei Zayin, we have the whole Suya Sagamore and Nazir. But the first Israel said that the reason why a woman goes out, what it says, she is mechuyev, she's not going to fight the battle, but l'sapik mazon l'sakein adrochim, she's there for maintenance, she's there for the kitchen, to help out the soldiers that are going to capture the Eretz Yisrael. Same thing the Rasha says, that the only biyotze, levashel v'le'efo, is to cook and to bake, l'tzorech ha'gvorem ansha melchoma, the actual melchoma is not done by Noshim. And we spoke about this whole halacha, and we went through the mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah to me, this is not a mitzvah to me, this, and the Rambam adds on that the milchama, which is called milchama, which is noyeg according to Rambam, is only milchama Yeshua and milchama samolik. Shita sarava, milchama samolik, there is no chilik between the mitzvah of milchama kibush ha'aretz and milchama samolik. Zayin amim namolik, the Rambam puts them together and they both have the same mitzvah. Once it's done, there's no longer a mitzvah Bazman Hazeh and further generation after the Churban. We went afterwards, it says that the Yeshua took the Melech Ha'ai and he was toiling Malo Eitz, and by the night Yeshua was mitzvah to take off the Tolin Nivlosoi. The Rashi Alter says the whole mitzvah of Lei Solin, all he served Lei Solin, only if he's a Yid, so Yeshua really didn't have to take him down. The Ramban says the reason why, if somebody is mailing Tolui or he is mailing Filu Ba'oretz, even if he takes him down, he's not Koiver. Rambam says, the Ramban says, he's Oiver Tshrei Lavim, Umi Pnei Atam Hazeh, Kover Yeshua Malcha Knaam B'yoimam, and even though they theoretically, the Kololo Kinlus Lekim Tolui, the Rashi says, like Melech, the two twins, and it says, it's a bizarre of the Melech, it's only by Yid. But Ramban Shite is no Sai Bayid and Sai Baygoy. We went further down and we went to towards the end of the parak, where Yeshua goes to our Evel, he builds a Mizbeach, he takes the Avonim Shlemis, his Maila Oilis, his Zevich Shlomim, and he writes the Torah. The question, what does he write? Does he write only Sefer Torah? He writes the whole Torah. The Koyhanim, the Zkenim, the Shoitrim, the Shoiftim are standing Chetzio from next to our Grizim, Chetzio next to our Evel. They read the whole Torah, the Baruch on the Klolo, and there Yeshua goes and builds a Mizbeach in our Evel. Rashi says that it's not really late, even though it's here later on in a later parak. Ein Mukdom Mukh, but there, by the way, Rashi learns Ein Mukdom Mukh is also in the Novi, and this was done really not after Melchemes So'ai, but it says, Bayom Asher Tavru Es Hayarden, was way before when they crossed on you, the Gemara, the Sefta says, and Soita, the Gemara says, Kama Nisi Nasu B'Yisayim, they were able to walk Mahalach Shishi Mil and to build it there. But the Psukim, and here it says Yeshua, and the way the Psukim are said, is Yeshua is making the Avonim after the Ai. Why does it, so the Radak really says, really just here, it's spelled, it's put together here in situated as if Yeshua, but really we're referring to the Yom HaShetakim HaSayad, and we're just saying the whole story at that day, what happened. The Malbim says, no. Pshuta Shel Mikr Oz Yivne Yeshua is talking about after Melchemes Ha'ai. He doesn't like the shtickle of Ein Mukdem Mukh B'Torah, and he says it happened It says in the Torah, so the Malbim comes along and says that really there were two sugei, two tzivuim in two separate zmanim. B'yom HaShetavru was a day they crossed the Yarden, and Yeshua took Avonim Gdolis, he took it to Gilgal. That was the zikorein of the Ness that happened to them, that the Yarden split to them. And afterwards, you take Avonim, and you take to make a different mitzvah. The second mitzvah is to take those avonim and to be sad isam besid, to paint at the kalachem and to write. It's called divrei terazis. It happened in two separate instances. First day with the cross, and then after Melchemes Ayin happened what it happened here. We saw that's the machlokes harishonim and the malbim who wants to be not deviate from pshuto shel mikra. Question is, they coming in there. They are sitting now in our Avil. Sitting in our Avil, and Yeshua builds a Mizbeach in our Avil. The Maise, they did not put, they took the Mishkan that they took from the Midbar. It's still folded. By the way, the Goyen says that this Masa is the 42nd Masa of Klal Yisrael. And they coming in, they are still in the transition, and they only put the Mishkan in the Gilgal, not that first they went to Argrizim and Aravel. They came at night, Vayelun Bamola, and tomorrow morning, on Yud Aleph Nissan, they reconstruct the same Uriah as the same Mishkan they took from the Midbar in Gilgal, where the Mishkan stayed for 14 years. The question is, the Mishnah says, Bo le Gilgal, the Mishnah in Parashat, we held this Mishnah many times, Hutra Bama. So it comes out, the Kol Zman, they did not come to Gilgal, the Bamas were Asuris. And Yeshua, he's makriv oilis as vachim bo ureet the seftes is kamanis in nasu bo yisayim over sayadim bo al gizma evil like we said before, and there were makriv korbanis oilis in shlomim. The question is, if Yeshua, if you learn that the whole story of the Avonim happened after Milchemes Ayin, and this is bichlal, the whole story never took place, and b'yom HaShetav we say it just means later on Tekufa, and the story taking place, not in Mugdom Mucho Bateria, but really is taking place there. So right now, if it's way after Gilgal, Bola Gilgal Hutra Bomas, there's no problem. But if you learn Kipshuta Shel Mikra, and the Torah says, Behoyo Beyoyim Over Chemes Hayarden, and it happened, Take, like all the Rishonim, Mugdom Mucho Bateria, like Rashi and the Radak, it happened the day across the Yarden, the question is obvious, how does Yeshua do such a thing? Lechura, is Zman Isra Bomas, if it's Zman Isra Bomas, it's not. The Heter Abomas is not Chal till tomorrow, till they come and they reconstruct the Mishkan and Gilgal. The truth of the matter is, we brought down, there were four instances as there was a Zman of Iser Abomas, and we find, as the Pasuk in Tehillim, Li Gilad V'li Menashe V'Efraim Mo'oiz Roishi Yehudo Mechoikiki. The Medrash says, it's talking about the four people that were Makriv in Boma Bishas Iser Abomas. Li Gilad is Eliyahu HaNovi, Eliyahu HaGilod, he was Makriv, Bono, Behar HaKarmel, he was Makriv, Korban, and at that time, the Mishkan was built, and there was Man Yisra Abomas, how does he do it? So it says, Li Gilod, I, Veli Menashe, Li Gilod, I, Bidvorecho, Asis, it was a Tzivuf, and the Kaddish Boko, the Rosh Hashanah, you could Makriv, even with Man Yisra Abomas. Li Menashe, we're talking about Gidon, B'Yoyosh, that was from Shevet Menashe, and he was Makiv in the Bama. It says, Oysa, he was Oivis Shevet Averis. And one of the Isurim he did was Isur Bama. Why? Because at that time, the Mishkan was Kayim in Shiloh, was the Tkuf of Shiloh, Bola Shiloh, the Esra Bama's Haras Gidin, Makiv Korban in that day. Again, it's a Rasho. The third thing, it says, Ve'Ephraim Moiz Rosh, Ephraim Moiz Rosh is Yeshua. We know Yeshua bin Nun is the Enikol Veloshama Ben Amiud, who is the seventh generation from Ephraim. And the question is, how oz Yeshua Kilgoin, Yeshua Shabbat Mizbeach Bar Evil? It's not our kash, it's the kash of the Medrash. How does Yeshua build a Mizbeach Bar Evil, whereby the story takes place, Bisman Isra Abomas, not because it's Isra Abomas of Shiloh? You're talking about the Isra Abomas prior to coming in to Gilgal, was still the Tkuf Samit Bor of 40 years, the Abomas were Osir. So how does oz even Yeshua Mizbeach Bar Evil, Vahamishken Hoyashom? It's also ish ish asher ishchat. For the medrash akasha, Oma elikim aniyu shamatulu ubonisa sham isbeach. It says beferish in the Sefer Tvarim, the pasuk mefurish, the day you cross the yard and you come to our evil, you put up the Mizbeach and you put up Oilus and Shlomim, so I was the one who was Mitzavi Yeshua to be Magiv, even though Bizman Isra Abamas. And the last one is Yehuda Mechoyke Keroishi, David was Makriv be Isra Abama, was Mishilo, he was still kind of right before Beis HaMikdash. He went and he was Makriv Yeshua Mechoyke. And it says, David is Makriv. How is David Makriv? It's my Yisra Abomas. So those four things is not Hutra Abomas. From this Medrash Vaistois, and it's a Sifri as well, that the Yisra and Heter Abomas is totally in the Zmando Metaltel the Mishkan. And since when they are in our evil, they're still Metaltel the Mishkan, it's Yisra Abomas, therefore, is Oirasho Rashi in the Pasuk Leisasun Kechol Asher Anois in the Isur Bomer. Rashi says Loshan Rashi is Shetavre Sayarden Miad Atem Mutorim La'akir BeBomer Kol Yudalit Shalosh Akivush Vechilk. Rashi is Loshan Miad Vaistois, not like the Midrashim. So we brought down a Marzu that it says it's a chil between Korban Yochid and Korban Tzibur. Kshe'ovu esayarden is only Korban Yochid became mutar. As soon as they crossed the Yarden, Korban Yochid became mutar, there's no Isur of Shchut Echutz. But Korban Tzibur, you only makiv in Bama Gdoila. And therefore, in the going into makiv Oilus and Shlomim, which was a Korban Tzibur, if not for the fact that the Hirash Shah, the Hirash Shah says, you're allowed to be makiv, there will be a Isur Abamas, is a chilik. We also brought down, we went in length to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the Isur is, of Isur Abamas is totally, if the Oren is Bimkoimoi or the Oren is not Bimkoimoi. If it's Bimkoimoi, Mishkan is also Bulaka Bibama. If it's not Bimkoimoi, then we brought down the Meiri, the famous Meiri in Maseches Megillah. The Meiri comes along and says that any time the Mizbeach has to be together with the Oren. If the Mizbeach is together with the Oren, it's Osir. And it's totally in the Oren Bimkoimoi. Yeshua brought down the Oren to the Mokama Mizbeach in the later stage. Till then, the Oren was not there in the Mishkan. If the Oren was not there in the Mishkan, so there was no really Isur Bama. Unlike the Medrash says there was a Hirash Shah for Isur Bama. But according to the Yerushalmi, it says that it's totally if the Oren is Bimkoimoi, if the Oren is not Bimkoimoi. Being that the Oren was not Bimkoimoi, therefore, there was no Isur Bama. We went weiter and we spoke about the writing of the Torah. The Shivim Loshon Bar Hetev. They wrote it, and the question is, the reason why they wrote the whole sugya in Soita is that the Akum should come and see Shoylem Lilma Velilomdu to see what is all the mitzvahs of Torah. And the question is, the Akum Shalom Atoyah is Chayav Misa. How does the Akum, they write the Torah for the Akum Shivim Loshon in Spanish and in Italian, and that is the question, and we spoke about this Easter of Goy. It's not so poshut. The Gemara in several places in now allowed to be Moiser, Torah to Goy, also can look Goy, Mishpotim. And the Gemara says that Malchus Reim is sent Shnei Sardiotis to Chachmi Yisrael. They say, please teach us the Torah. They were Koru, Vishonu, Vishilshu. And besides, they said that we agree to the whole Torah. The only thing we don't agree to is and then I don't understand if you don't change the halacha, if we are not going to be moedia to the malchus. They were pending it. They don't understand this halacha, this discrimination that the din mazik is only a din mazik by it, not by a goy. This is a kasha. The halacha is al milamet el akum is ever beesem magid var leyakov. So Tesa says that it was Balkocher, you're not supposed to be moiser atzmo. The bottom line, we learned that if it's Midas Yisroel, if Yisroel is Melamed, there's many, many rayas for Uncle Sager. We brought four different rayas for four different Gemaras, that if Yisroel is Melamed Torah, La'akum Midaita, there's no Issa D'Oraisa. And this wasn't Yochida was Melamed, this was Klal Yisroel Melamed Baskoma, and Klal Yisroel Melamed Torah is the Shivim Loshen. Therefore, it's mutar lechatchila is no iser. More says that akum shalom atoyah schayv either al tzgezel, because toyah tzivul on the mohir, or al tznayra mohiroso, and says, in any event, it goes into the mitzvah mitzvah b'nech, either al tzgezel or al tzarayis. And just to wrap it up, we saw there's a difference between Teir Shebiksav and Teir Shebaalpeh. Teir Shebiksav, there is no Isser. Teir Shebaalpeh, there is an Isser. The reason for that being is Teir Shebaalpeh is the Teir HaMavdelos Ben Yisroel La'akum. And therefore, what they wrote on the Avonim, they did not write the Teir Shebaalpeh. They only wrote the Teir Shebiksav, and therefore, there was no Isser.